Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Hi, welcome to The Big Payoff with me, Rachel Bello, and my best friend and business partner,
me, Suzanne Muschen. This is a show for working humans
to remind you that you are still a human, even at work.
Okay. Hello, ladies. It's me, your producer.
Hey, Lil.
Do you enjoy hearing my producer voice?
Sexy.
Yeah. Sexy. How's it going?
Better now that you're in the mix, because fucking so sick.
We've got nothing to say.
Come to save this fucking show. It's going down. It's going down. So I've been thinking there may be people listening to this for the first time who don't know you as well as I know you. You know your nooks and crannies and all of your...
Ew. Yeah.
Trust me. Yeah. So
that took me a moment.
Everybody settle down, okay? Anyway, I know how committed you both are to opening up and being authentic with your listeners and in your lives. So I thought I'd give you a little get to know you exercise for the benefit of
I'm excited of our
new listeners. So
well, everyone who knows me well knows how much I like a good icebreaker. So
she's not going to do that. Are you doing an icebreaker?
Are we doing that?
Yeah, you're going to do some icebreakers. Yeah, that's exactly right.
Oh, no.
Did you
no,
talk to Stephanie?
You know what? You're fired. I'm doing a prophylactic firing.
I'll do it.
Suzanne pretends to hate an icebreaker, but she secretly is dying to do icebreakers.
Yeah, all day long. She wants to do her pre-search and then her icebreakers.
I'll do a good trust fall.
Uh-huh.
Well, we can't do that because we're over Zoom right now, but we can do an icebreaker.
Okay.
That's where
All right. That's a form of a trust fall. I'll play your little game.
Great. Okay. Here goes. Okay. Icebreaker number one. Are you ready?
Yeah.
What is your superpower?
Oh, my God. That is such a typical icebreaker fucking question. We just got asked that, I think.
We did just get asked that.
Then you're prepared.
All right. I'll start with this one. I really do have a superpower. I think my superpower is I'm good at finding the third way. So I'm good at listening to people who are stuck and then not picking this way or that way, but thinking, you know what? What if we did it this way?
Oh my God, because my superpower was this is hilarious. So not knowing what you were going to say, in my head, it was helping to find the true path, right? So you're like, hey, how about that way? And I'm like,
what?
How about actually the true path forward?
Wait, are you dismissing my third way?
A little bit. This is an icebreaker. I'm getting you hot and bothered.
Okay, wait. That's so unacceptable. Like in a real situation, Rach, if we were in a room and I'm like, this is my superpower. You understand how dismissive that would
be. Yeah, that would be bad. It would be bad in a real situation. But thankfully, this isn't.
This is real. This feels real to me.
Okay. All right.
Fine. Okay.
Third way, true path.
Aren't those the same?
No.
No, I'm serious. What's the difference?
The difference is yours is like, let's take a path that nobody else has thought of, could be a terrible idea, could be a good idea, but it's definitely a different idea. And mine is, the path of truth. Like, what is actually true here? And let's find the truth of this situation before we go anywhere.
I know, but yours just takes so much longer.
That's true. Yours does end up like in Antarctica with surrounded by grizzlies, but it's true. It's fast. Fast.
Okay.
Speedy. Okay.
Fair enough.
Next one.
Okay. Number two. If you were an animal, what would you be?
Okay. Rach, you go first on this one.
I think I'd be an Irish setter. They are high strung and a little neurotic. And
what does that look like? Tell me, because I don't know dogs well enough. What is an Irish setter?
Oh my God. Irish setters are the red-headed, long-haired, sort of,
pointy?
No. They're big, sort of slender, elegant dogs that are red-headed, but they're very high-strung and a little jumpy, but they're beautiful. They're really, really inside they are very sensitive and really smart
and hot.
And you can see their ribs. You can see their ribs.
They're
yeah, glowing skin. Yeah, dogs have
ageless.
Yeah.
And no wrinkles.
Right, none.
Okay, so you're an Irish setter.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Okay. I think I would be a canary, which is ironic.
Oh, you hate birds.
Hate. Have a phobia of them. But here's why I think I'd be a canary. Because
what does Suzanne, your therapist, have to say about the fact that you think that you would be a bird and you hate birds?
Self-loathing bird. Okay, because there's a couple reasons. One is they're little and cute.
But they go down into a coal mine and they die.
Okay, wait. That's not true. Stop it. Okay. They like to be alone. They like to fly above the, like, pack and then be alone. They don't really like to they're one of the few birds, actually, that doesn't seek, like, a clusterfuck. They really do prefer to be alone. That's one thing. They have a very nice voice. And yes, they go into the coal mine, but they go into the coal mine and then seek the truth there.
They die there. That's why it's called canary in the coal mine, right? When you find a dead canary, you know that it's toxic. I'm just saying. The other thing I'd like to point out is canaries don't fly more than 10 feet above the ground, ever, ever.
That's fine. I get that. I understand that.
So that's not really above the pack. It's kind of below the pack, but okay.
First of all, they do fly more than 10 feet above the ground.
I've never seen a canary in the sky.
Wait, what? They don't... Wait. Okay, that's incorrect. That is factually incorrect. Because 10 feet would be, like, at the ceiling.
Well, that's true. That's true. I don't know. I've never... That's true. That's mean. But they're yellow.
I know. I like yellow.
Okay.
I just don't wear it well. That's why I'm self-hating.
Okay.
This was very upsetting. This whole thing was
This whole
very
thing
upsetting.
Is like a big mistake. Big mistake. All right. Let's get our final icebreaker.
This is going to be our most popular episode ever. You're not going to believe how popular this episode is going to be. If you had no fear, what would you do or try?
Huh. Can I answer that in two ways?
Yeah.
Answer it in six ways.
I only have two.
Great.
Okay, so if I wasn't afraid of... So this is my mental, spiritual answer. Like, so if I had no fear, I actually would want to know the future. Like, I would want my future read. Like, I'd want to go to, like, somebody who's really well known for, like, the future. Like, reading my, you know, palms or whatever, but somebody who was really good. So if I had no fear, I would want that. But I'm too afraid to get that. And then physically... I really love climbing. Like, I love being on belays and climbing rocks and stuff. So I would really, if I had no fear, I'd like to do a free climb. Not the one where the guy gets his arm stuck in and then he has to get it sawed off. Not that particular climb.
The one where the canary, like, flies against the edge of the mountain.
And then goes in and dies in the coal mine. No. But I would, and then the Irish setter goes.
Comes in.
But I would like to do a free climb where I can just go into the rocks. So that's what I would do if I had no fear. I'm actually fine with heights, but I'd be a little like nauseous to get too high without a belay.
I would like to, with no fear. Okay, so it's easy to answer the mental, spiritual one first.
Well, I just created that category because I'm sort of like that.
That's a real third way thing. So I would go on a silent retreat, but I'm terrified.
Ooh.
I would do a 10-day silent retreat. It would be amazing.
No. Oh, my God. I'd be terrified.
Yeah, I'd be totally. I think that my head might explode and canaries would fly out or something. I don't know.
That's fascinating. The difference is, like, I don't have a desire to do that, but I'm also afraid of it.
Terrified. I think it would be really, really good for me.
Yeah.
I think physically, I like this distinction. Mm-hmm. I think physically, I would love to surf. Every time I see surfing, I go, oh, but like how the surfboard doesn't chop your head off I just don't get it. Yeah. And I people say like it's the hardest thing I've ever done. It looks like so much fun.
Yeah.
But I'm
the slipping, that moment where it would slip out from under you, it would be terrifying.
Yeah.
And then the shark comes and cuts off your arm.
I know.
It all gets back to the chopped off arm, I think. Which just feels upsetting.
Wow, this ice is so broken, Lily.
Did people get to know us? How do you feel, listeners? Closer to us?
Yeah, email us and let us know. I think we might have actually lost some listeners after. at least they know you really well. And so the people who are sticking around, that's your core audience. You're welcome.
Yeah.
All right. Well, are we going to do a check it out?
Yeah, let's check
it out. Oh, we are?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, check it out.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Okay, I'm going to start with a new category that we've never had on Check It Out. But I discovered this artist that I am completely in love with. Her name is Lynette Yadom Boachi. Lynette Yadom Boachi. And it's spelled YIADOM-BOAKYE. She's won the Turner Prize. She's won a bunch of prizes. She was at the Biennale. And I actually bought a big book because you can't afford her paintings anymore.
Yeah.
Right. And I'm going to frame some of them. There's something so powerful about this artist. Check out Lynette Yadom Boachi.
Ooh. Okay. I love that. Mine is a book that I'm reading right now that I keep having to stop and process because it's a little tiny book, which not tiny, but I'm listening to it on Audible and it's only like 4.5 hours, which I would assume therefore in paperback means it's really short. So it's called Open Water by Caleb Azuma Nelson. So Open Water, Caleb Nelson Azuma. It's so beautiful. So it's really the story of a man from Ghana living in London who falls in love with his best friend. And it's very unusual because it's told in the second person, which is so unique for a book. So I'm the speaker, but I'm saying about myself, so you told her this, and then you told her that, and then you got on the train. it's just a very unique way of hearing a story and reading a story, and it's very beautiful. So I really recommend it, and I think for a lot of people who just need sort of get your mind into a new space, it's current day, beautiful, and a beautiful listen, although you have to get used to the listen being a little monotone, but I think there's a reason for it.
Is he narrating the,
uh-huh.
the book?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Really, and is it beautiful. Is his last name Nelson?
Last name is Nelson, first name Caleb with a C.
Okay.
Yeah, really beautiful. So I think this, check this out, went very well with that first section because we were so serious and deep mm-hmm. and thoughtful.
Mm-hmm. Thanks, Lily. Thanks for the idea.
Where's Milo, by the way? Does he not know to be our special guest?
He's napping.
Can we not wake him?
Yeah, I'm going to wake him up with your face. Terrifying way to wake up.
Meme. Okay, this is good time. So, Lily, thank you. And we will be back to the big payoff.
Whenever we tape again.
Whenever we do our pre-search for the next show.
Oh, God. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Hey, thank you for listening to The Big Payoff. And please remember to rate, review, and subscribe to The Big Payoff wherever you listen to podcasts. And please send us your questions, send us your comments, compliments, adoration. We love to hear from you. So you can reach us at info@bigpayoffradio.com. We are produced by Lily Bellow. And we're mixed and edited by Ryan Derringer at Welterweight Sound. See you next time.